Welcome to ICMA's Local Gov Life. I'm Rob Carty. This monthly podcast focuses on a topic of interest to local government professionals and takes it for a spin, with stories that share fresh approaches and ideas that you can apply to your life and in your community. This month, we look at the next generation of managers and what local governments can do to attract and retain talent as longtime local government staff and management head toward retirement. This episode was inspired by the January-February PM article, Shifting to a Next Generation Workplace, by Michael Lawson, manager of special projects in Aurora, Colorado. Lawson wrote about how Aurora is dealing with one of the biggest challenges facing local governments, an aging workforce. By 2020, a big chunk of the workforce is going to age out. Lawson's article covers the collaboration, analysis, and planning that has gone into its Shift project, a model that aimed to restructure the local government workplace to make it more appealing to workers of all generations. You can read the full article at icma.org/pm. In our first segment, we speak with Auburndale, Florida City Manager and current Florida City County Management Association President, Bobby Green. Bobby is nationally recognized for his efforts to attract young professionals to local government, and he shared his thoughts about the current local government workforce and what leaders should be doing.
We've heard the prognosis of the baby boomers retiring in record numbers and fewer Gen X professionals prepared to take their roles. I read some recent stats where 25% of local government workers are now 55 years of age or older, quarter of the workforce in local government. And that's exciting news for the younger workers and the fact that more opportunities are opening up. But you've got to ask yourself, how then do we expect the younger worker or the student to get engaged with us if they don't know who we are and don't know what the opportunities are in local government? I think we have to apply some old school here. We need to get back into offering internships and developing succession plans in our organizations. We have to take advantage of mentorships, coaching opportunities. As ICMA Senior Advisor Frank Bennis says, you've got to share your personal journeys, and we've got to get out there and share our passion and our insights. As managers, we do a great job of budgeting and planning and council manager relations, but talent development's not one of the things that we really put on that front burner. And you can see that, and it's very difficult to engage an audience or a young person that's wanting to come to work that you want to come to work for you, but they have no idea. They know very little about local government, and they know less about what a government manager does. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Bobby believes that increasing engagement is critical to developing young talent. He explains,
as you develop talent in local government, it is so important that you keep them engaged in all aspects of professional development, and that I find successful is, A, you've got to encourage the continuing education. Attendance and participation in your local, state, and ICMA training opportunities, district trainings. It may be something that's held in a neighboring community or the like. And that is just such a great opportunity. Just getting invited to attend a training session or maybe have lunch with a manager can make such a strong impact on someone. And we just don't do enough of that. And there's so many opportunities out there now. The more engaged, the better one's desire to appreciate and then stay in the profession longer.
One of the ways Bobby believes the next generation of leaders can get engaged is by joining or starting an ICMA student chapter. Bobby shared his story about the intricate role he played in starting one of the first student chapters in Florida.
When the USF student chapter was being put together, we had a conference call, and the president at the time of our state association was on the line and other local managers. And I remember the head of the MPA program making a comment during the call that, God, this is a great idea, but I just want to kind of put everyone on notice. We have no funds in our college School of Public Administration to fund even the $400 annual fee. And now In the last several years, ICMARC has stepped up to the plate to fund that annual fee. But prior to that, I saw right there that if it was going to work, they were going to need that financial commitment. So, you know, we volunteered, my wife and I, to kind of take that 10-year commitment to funding that fee for that student chapter at the University of South Florida to help get it off the ground. And so now they come in and they'll reach out to a 5-county area that's probably got about 40 MPA students that went through the program that are in the field of a manager or a planning director or even a fire chief, to come back to the school and talk to the students, engage them, encourage them. And I think that's the benefit of those student chapters.
This story is just one of many examples of the work Bobby has done to develop and encourage the next generation of local government leaders. In our next segment, Troy Brown, city manager of Tracy, California, tells LocalGov Life about his personal career journey and his work as a mentor and coach. Troy shares the importance of mentorship as he built his career.
I was fortunate that I had a lot of managers along the way sort of mentor me and guide me, and it really was the culture of that organization. To be a learning environment, to be a risk-taking environment, and to have crucial conversations. I think that helped that organization be the best that it can be, understand what people brought to the table, and put them in the best position for them to excel. And I do believe that that should be the core tenet of more managers, regardless of which level of management that you're in.
Troy's belief that developing the next generation of leaders is a key responsibility of managers got him involved in mentoring and the ICMA coaching program. ICMA coaching is a talent development program that brings webinars, speed coaching, one-on-one mentoring, and more to help local government employees thrive in their careers. You can learn more at icma.org/coaching. Troy shares how he first got involved with ICMA and the coaching program.
After I become an assistant to the city manager, I got very involved in ICMA. I started attending conferences, sitting on the strategic planning committee back in, I believe it was 2004, conference planning committee and other various committees. And I recognized pretty quickly that coaching was a core element of what ICMA was about. So not only did I reach out to people that were in ICMA to coach me about how to ascend through that organization and ascend in my own profession, but I also had the opportunity to learn ways to give back.
With his coach's support and insight, Troy was able to move from assistant to the city manager to city manager. Now he pays it forward and coaches others. Troy believes being a coach is a great way to help the next generation of managers progress in their careers. Like Bobby, Troy has helped develop the talent of multiple leaders within and outside his organization. And the benefits aren't just to those being coached. Troy shares how he also benefits greatly from the coaching experience.
So I always ask my mentees, you know, what are your expectations for this program? What is it that you want to get out of it? And they generally go through, you know, a list of things that they'd like to see happen. And then I take a little bit of time as a coach to explain to them the things that I hope to get out of the conversation. And for me, as a coach, I always walk away with some nugget of information. Primarily, it's the fact that a lot of what I hear aspiring professionals struggling with are similar to, not always equal to, but similar to issues and challenges that I faced in my own career. So as I'm helping work through those issues, it's a chance for me to make sure that I'm always keeping myself in check.
After his closing remarks, Troy discussed why the skills learned through a coaching relationship may be one key in helping managers go from good to great.
The softer skills of managing communities and managing departments toward addressing issues is becoming more and more critical from a practical perspective of promulgating good government. So it's really important that someone spends time learning about collaborative team building, learning about working in large groups and identifying resources to problem solve issues on a collaborative basis. That is a real challenge for local government now, as we are being called upon sort of to do many things and fix a lot of problems. But in order to really be effective in that, you have to be able to communicate with people. You have to be able to sit down and have difficult conversations with people and problem solve through issues together.
Next, we sit down with a local government professional who's in the midst of navigating her career. Miranda Lutzo, Management Analyst, Oakdale, California, is working to help her community and the local government profession. She's passionate about the work that organizations like ICMA, engaging local government leaders, and the Municipal Management Association of Northern California are doing to attract the next generation of local government managers. Miranda explains why these organizations need to make a fresh case for the value of local government careers.
Younger generations don't view government as effective, so they aren't as interested in public service. So, for example, in the MPA program that I was in, everyone I spoke to wanted to work in a nonprofit. And that's because they see nonprofits as being on the front lines of change in their community. So I think one of the best ways to make public service more attractive to young people is for cities to become better at telling their story of how they're making real, tangible improvements in the community.
We asked Miranda to explain why outreach to the next generation is so important to the profession's future.
We're going to be going through a bit of a talent crisis because we have more kind of impending retirements in local government than the number of young professionals with the desire or the skills to fill those vacancies. I know that, you know, in 1971, 71% of city managers were under 40, and now that's kind of flipped, and 86% are over 40. And now that the economy is improving, you know, these kind of lifelong local government employees are starting to retire, and there's not enough people to step up. Sir, but I think for me, the better reason is that as the next generation, it's our responsibility to kind of take that baton that's being handed to us and run with it.
Miranda shared her thoughts about what current managers could be doing to overcome this talent crisis.
I know I hear a lot about how city managers, it's a tough job, and, you know, it's long hours, it's hard work, you've got, you know, five or seven bosses that you need to keep happy, and you've got all these people coming at you from the community that you have to deal with. And so I think even for people who are just coming into local government, they might get discouraged and think, you know, okay, well, I don't want to do that. I'll do something else, but I don't want to be a city manager. So I think even just making sure that even young professionals really see the benefits and the good sides of city management and talk about them and discuss, you know, what is great about city management.
Miranda goes on to say by joining professional organizations like ICMA and ELGL, going to their conferences and events, and networking, young professionals can help build their personal board of directors, a community of peers and mentors to help guide their career journey. Finally, Miranda offered advice as to what local government professionals can do, both within their own communities and as part of organizations like ICMA, to spread excitement about local government work to the next generation of managers.
Finding opportunities to speak to the younger generation, not necessarily even people who are in college or in a graduate program, but even way younger than that. So in my previous city when I was working in Merced, we brought in, you know, grade two students who would come in and sit at the dais, and one would be the mayor and the rest would be the council members, and we'd have a subject for them all to debate, like whether they should open a new swimming pool. And so I think those kinds of experiences are really important for kind of getting people interested in local government. But even at the high school level, I mean, reaching out to local teachers and offering to come and speak about local government or maybe a particular issue that's happening in the community to kind of educate them and educate them on what the city is doing to help solve that problem, I think goes a long way towards having more people interested in coming into local government.
One of the organizations that Miranda spoke about was Engaging Local Government Leaders. And in our final segment, we talked about this subject with ELGL Executive Director and co-founder Kirsten Wyatt. Kirsten began her career working in local government. During college, she met her now husband, Kent, and after spending 3 years at the state level, they began searching for jobs in local government. Kirsten and Kent found it difficult to make connections with other local government professionals during their job search, and so Kirsten decided to do something about it.
So, other than the work colleagues that we both had, we didn't really have a network. And because I was working in finance and he was working in planning, there really wasn't a place for us in traditional local government organizations. We didn't really want to be part of the state planning or finance chapters because that wasn't the path we felt like we were on. And we wanted to create a space for people who care deeply about local government and municipal affairs, but don't fit into a professional organization. It was our belief that local government is kind of the original open source institution, and so we should always be able to have a network where we share information and ideas and not just keep it within our one city.
This led the couple to create ELGL. ELGL's mission is to connect, communicate, and educate its audience about local government. Since starting the organization 6 years ago, Kirsten has since transitioned out of local government to work as the organization's executive director. Kirsten explained her inspiration for creating and growing ELGL.
So for me, it all comes down to storytelling, and that's something that we value greatly in ELGL, is telling the stories about the work that people are doing across the country. And for me, it's hearing those stories and learning from those experiences that keep me inspired and make me constantly aware of what a dynamic and interesting and amazing field local government is.
Kirsten went on to explain why it's important for local governments to expand the diversity of their workforce to reflect the citizenry, diversity in all areas, including age.
I think more and more our citizens expect their city employees to reflect the demographics of the community that they live in. So they want to see people working for their city who look like them, who are the same age or the same race or the same ethnicity. And I think that that's important to create a real connection back to your city government. So becoming mindful and paying attention to who we are targeting and hiring is really important in this day and age. And I also think it's important to remember that we're in the direct service business. And so employing people who have their finger on the pulse of a community is really important. If our entire city workforce is of the same age, then I don't think we're really tapping into the heartbeat of our community if we're not paying attention to this new generation of people who are moving into our cities and wanting to make them great places to live.
Kirsten shared with us what she believes to be the most important strategies local governments can implement to motivate professionals of all generations, not only by aligning benefits with what younger professionals value, but by promoting the unique ability local government employees have to be part of a diverse workforce and affect change.
If your organization hasn't evaluated things like paid parental leave, flexible schedules, bring your own device policy, I think those are all really important workplace culture items that often don't have to be that expensive or that cumbersome, but can really make a big difference when someone's deciding between your organization and another one in the same region. Another thing I think is powerful is to front load vacation accruals. So often, vacation accruals is something that comes with seniority, but making some changes up front so you award more vacation earlier on and then accrue at a slower rate rather than vice versa can have a big impact on a generation of people who say that they value vacation time more than they value salary. And then lastly, I think it's really important with a younger generation to talk about the multifaceted nature of local government work. Like, there's nothing I love to talk about more than how amazing it is that you get to work with cops and librarians or, you know, planners and, you know, soccer coaches. Like, these are all local government employees. They're all in the same workforce as you, and there's really no other space where you get to work with such diversity.
Finally, we asked Kirsten to tell our podcast listeners about ELGL's own podcast, GovLove.
We describe GovLove as our way to examine the people, policies, and professions in local government. And so we try to talk about anything that strikes our fancy, from trending issues in the news to bigger topics. We really just spend a lot of time, you know, thinking and planning about things that we're passionate about.
And that's it for this episode of Local Gov Life. Let us know what you think about this episode by going to icma.org/episode6 and leaving a comment. Subscribe now to the Local Gov Life podcast series and tell a friend about us. Also, be sure to rate us on iTunes and share on social media. We rely on your help to grow our audience. I'm Rob Carty. Thank you for listening to this episode of ICMA's Local Gov Life.